Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about some safeguards you can do to protect yourself as a homeowner and also as the pool service provider when it comes to getting money in advance or paying for a service that hasn't been finished yet, or for having the customer give you some kind of deposit on a project that you're working on that you definitely probably want to get some kind of money up front with. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. And one reason why I preface the podcast that way, talking actually to both parties involved in a transaction, is because a lot of times not only will the pool service company get burned when the client doesn't pay for services rendered, but a lot of times the homeowner will also get burned if they pay for something up front and the service isn't provided. I know a customer on my route a few years ago had a scheduled kitchen remodel, and he hired a contractor and he gave him a deposit for materials and he never heard from the guy again. And so these stories do happen and they're unfortunate. And of course, on the other end, many a times the pool service company will do work, install equipment, or do a cleanup. And then on the other end of it, they never get paid. And the recourse is very difficult on both ends. So I think the key to preventing this kind of thing happening is to actually know the client as well as possible. For instance, if you're trying to build a business by doing repairs for total strangers out there, there's a good chance you're going to get burned sooner or later. If you're doing repairs for, let's say, home flippers or realtors or someone that you don't really know personally, there's a good chance you're going to get burned eventually by doing that. And I know that it's not possible to focus all of your repair work or cleanup work on the customers on your route, but of course that's a pretty safe bet that they're going to pay you in most cases, not all the time, but a pretty safe bet. And the same regards for a homeowner. If you're looking for a pool service provider to install a filter or a pump, you definitely want to ask around the friends and family, co-workers of, hey, who's your pool guy or who does your work? And get somebody that you know is going to be reputable and not charge you for something that they didn't put in, overcharge you for something, or whatever the case may be, that you're going to find someone honest that's going to do the work correctly. And on the same respect, if you're a pool service provider and you're just doing a total stranger's home, you have to take some precautions. And of course, the first precaution is to get some of the money up front. So say, for instance, you're doing a green pool cleanup. Someone calls you, contact you on your website. You don't know these people from Adam, but you show up there to do a green pool cleanup. You know you're going to put out $400. On the line, because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of effort. And how do you get paid? You wait for the green pool cleanup to be completed and the customer pays you. You get all the money up front, which is very difficult. That's usually not the case. I would say that you would get at least $150 deposit so that you can get the chemicals, cover the cost of that, cover the cost of the first filter cleaning, and then collect the balance at the end. Getting half may be a little bit too much in some cases, depending on their situation. They don't know you either. But I think it's reasonable to ask for, you know, $120, $150 for the chemicals and for the first filter cleaning to get the process started. And that way you have some kind of funds in case they don't pay you for the rest. At least you're not losing all that money. You'll cover your chemical costs and you'll cover some of your time and effort. And I certainly don't want to sound cynical doing this podcast. Personally, I've been burned a few times when I was being kind of the nice guy and doing the work and then trying to collect the money afterwards. And very little recourse in California, you can take them to small claims court. Putting a lien on someone's property is very difficult. You have to be a general contractor, and then you have to actually show up in court in California to make the lien legal. So it becomes very complicated to do that. And you want to avoid that situation by, of course, getting some money up front, getting them to pay with a credit card. I would avoid PayPal if you can, because it's pretty easy to reverse charges on PayPal. I've had people purchase stuff from me on PayPal, and then I get a note from PayPal saying that they dispute or didn't receive the product. And very hard to get PayPal to give you your money back once they reverse it back to the client. So definitely avoid PayPal. I wouldn't use that at all. I would use Square or use any other kind of software, but PayPal in this set situation because of the pretty liberal rules that they have about reversing back the charges. So definitely get cash, get some kind of Square payment in your account or started, and then get the balance after the work is done. And I think the homeowner on the other end, if you are worried about someone not doing the work, you should definitely not give them the money. But at some point, you got to come, we got to meet in the middle, and there's got to be kind of a meeting of, you know, we don't know each other. However, I can't do this work without getting a deposit. And then there's going to be some kind of trust that you're not going to not do the work and take the money and run. So there has to be some kind of a mutual understanding at the beginning of a project that both of us, the customer, doesn't want to get taken advantage of, nor does the service provider want to get stiffed. So at some point, you'll have to come to some kind of arrangement, and you should have some kind of system set up with your business to take credit card payments on the spot. So if you don't have a Square account, I highly recommend getting a Square account. They'll send you the little Doogle to read the credit cards at no charge. You attach it to your smartphone or tablet, and you can swipe the customer's card right there on the spot, so you have your deposit for any kind of installs, especially if you're installing a filter or a pump. You definitely want to get at least half of that money up front from someone you don't know. Now, if it's the customer on your pool route, you should trust them enough for you to buy the equipment and then send them a bill. And a lot of times, you can work it one or two ways. Some customers, when I finish the project, I send them the bill right away to pay for the new pump or filter install. And then there are other customers that I just wait for the pool service bill to go out, and then I bill them for a filter install or a pump install at the time I send their invoice to them regularly. So it just depends on how you want to bill a particular customer at the time. And I think as a consumer, there are definitely some built-in safeguards. When you hire somebody, if you find them on Yelp, you can check the reviews and make sure that they're reputable. And nobody wants a bad Yelp review, so they definitely are going to do their best to do what they say they're going to do. You really don't want to hire anybody that you haven't researched. So I've been the president of my HOA here in my community for 3 or 4 years now. And we did hire an outside vendor to do some painting for us, and it was a total mistake because he was not reputable. He said he did something that he didn't do. We called him to the meeting. He pretty much just lied through his teeth the whole time he was there, and turned out that he didn't do what he said he was going to do. And then it was the fact that he was hired without due diligence. I think the price was what sold everyone on his work. And of course, we realized at that point that we want to just use our regular vendors, pay them the full amount. Otherwise, we're going to get burned again. And I give you this example because a lot of times you're going to see someone offering a special deal or really low prices, and chances are things are not going to turn out well. You kind of get what you pay for. How the old saying goes is pretty true. And I found that out also by hiring different contractors for my own work. So you definitely don't want to be bargain hunting when you're looking to get a project done. If someone's offering you $200 cheaper than someone else for a filter install, I would question that definitely, because they're not making any money at that point. So how are they making money? And so definitely you don't want to bargain hunt when you're getting things done, because that's like a red flag too. You may get a good price, but you may not get a stellar price or a price that's unrealistic, because there's definitely red flags associated with that. And at the same time, when you walk onto a customer's property, you kind of get the sense and feel for the person, if they're going to actually pay you, if they're a reputable person, just by kind of how they talk and carry themselves. I mentioned in my other Green Pool podcast that when you go there to do a Green Pool cleanup, you're kind of looking around the property to see if it's like totally dilapidated, you know, if things are like just falling apart everywhere. You kind of get the impression that these people don't have the resources to hire you or to pay you correctly. So you definitely want to get some money up front in that case. And you should be getting money up front anyway, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast. But for sure, in that case, you want to get a good size of the good chunk of the money so that you're not going to get stiff for the work. So again, it's really hard when you're doing any kind of job where a lot of money is involved on your end, putting in equipment, because once the equipment's in there, you can't go back and cut it out. That is against the law, because it's kind of like 9/10 of the law's possession, so you can't go back in there and take out something you installed. And you certainly don't want to be dealing with the police or with the authorities in a situation like that. So I definitely would say at the beginning, do your due diligence and make sure that you're going to get your money. And on the other end of the from the client's point of view, you want to make sure you hire someone who's reputable, who's going to do the work. And lastly, if you feel anything out of sorts with the person or the deal from either end of it, you definitely want to walk away. So if you ask the client for $150 deposit to do the Green Pool cleanup and he says, no, I'll pay you everything after, that's how I always do it, it's okay to walk away from that kind of a job and just go with your gut and say, you know what, he doesn't want to pay me and you know, something up front, I'm definitely not going to do this job, and just tell him that you're sorry, but you're going to have to pass on it at this time, and you'll find other people that are more reasonable that will definitely give you some sort of deposit so that you're not putting your neck out there. And especially with equipment, you definitely don't want to install, you know, a $900 filter and not get paid for it. You won't be in business very long if this happens multiple times to you. So don't get burned by getting some kind of deposit, or definitely verify the service provider, and on your end, verify the client that there's someone that you can work with, especially if it's a total stranger that has called you or contacted you through your website. And if you're home or looking for a reputable pool service company, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and I have a list on my site of companies that may be in your area, and you just scroll down there, and these are all verified companies, and you can contact them directly to get some work done. And if you're in the pool service industry and you're looking to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining the program, including the ability to text me or call me in real time, plus some discounts on your general liability insurance and other products. So definitely check that out at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.